of Dr. Bill Wattenberg, who kept saying, and you're on West Coast on KGO, and here it was KSCO for a while. It just happens.
It does. Creatures. I apologize.
No. Maybe
I could still say good morning to the Monterey Bay.
Exactly. Yeah. You're listening to Good Morning. You could say good morning, Monterey Bay, even if it's not the
just
good morning
to,
Monterey Bay
Yeah,
show.
Leave out the you're listening. Just good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nice to see your smiling face, as always, Rick O'Shea. Yeah. And here's another smiling face that we're happy to see. It belongs to my mama, Kay. Hi, Ma.
Hi, Mike.
Okay. All right, have you been getting writer's cramp signing all the books each Saturday?
Almost, yes. As a matter of fact, there have been a number of people coming in, and I really enjoy visiting with them and talking about the book and other items.
And the only thing, and all of that's great, and it's going to be, it's another K day today. You're down here at the station at 2300 Portola Drive.
Right.
If anyone wants to come and support the radio station, and by buying one or more of your books that you will inscribe personally to them.
Donate the books.
They could make a donation.
Yes.
And the suggested donation is?
Well, the first one, hopefully $25, and all the subsequent ones, $15.
They make wonderful gifts.
Wonderful gifts, and even
and
if
And they'll
you,
make wonderful gifts 100 years from now, too.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So anyhow, and the most important thing is that every dollar of books that is sold generates revenue for the radio station that is 100% utilized.
Right.
Not 80%, not 5% or whatever, but 100%. So if you like KSCO gang, and you can always order a book online at ksco.com, Kay's commentary, but it's better to just come down and meet Kay and say hello and pick them up and leave with the goods in your hand.
Another thing is, if you buy the two books, then even if you want the gifts for another time, you can come anytime. Everyone else will be 15, the donation.
Right. So once you get the first one.
Yes.
And
subsequent.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay. Thanks, Ma. I hope you get extra writer's cramp today. So let's start the show officially. We got to do that right now.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
All right, good morning, KSCO gang. MZ here on a lovely-to-be Saturday on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's the Saturday special. It's, who knows what's going to happen on this Saturday special. I have a couple of ideas and at least one guest, hopefully two. So stay with us right up until noontime. You'll be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I was looking at my email on Monday, and I received this email from Carl Seigman. Subject, it says, Alex Jones Conspiracies. I don't listen to his show, but did for a few minutes yesterday. Respectfully, did you hear your host Alex Jones declaring the Wisconsin shooting a setup? A conspiracy by sinister forces that control everything? I was alarmed at the content and tone. For starters, how disrespectful to victims. Between Limbaugh and this nut, have you no shame? It just knocked me over. I mean, I've never been asked that question by a listener, have I no shame? And it started me reflecting. Do I have no shame? What do you think, Rick? Do you think I have no shame?
No. I don't think you have. No, that sounds like a double that is a double negative. That doesn't make sense. I think you have shame, but I think that someone's right to say certain things that don't infringe on someone's liberty and pursuit of happiness. You stand up for that because that's what this station is meant to represent.
Thank you for saying that, and I know you believe that, and that is true.
You disagree with things.
Sure. After I recovered from receiving this devastating email, I responded with the following words. Hi, Carl. Thanks for your concise and direct input. I did not hear the declaration you described, but it sounds like something Alex would say. You ask, have I no shame? Presumably because my station gives a voice to Rush and Alex. Wow, what a question. Never got one like that before, so eloquently framed. What would you hope I would say, and then in parentheses, and do? Question mark. Best MZ. Okay. That's how I responded. And I didn't receive a response to that email, but the gentleman was kind enough, Carl was kind enough to leave his telephone number, which I appreciate because sometimes people, you know, throw the rock and hide the hand. Or, you know, they use, you know, phony names and they you know, hide and make it difficult to get hold of them. But I called Carl last evening and engaged him in a conversation. I found him to be a very sincere, nice person, and I invited him to, at the very least, call into the program today. And if he is so inclined, to jump in the car and drive around the bay and join us here at KSCO. And that may or may not happen, but he did say that he would be calling in. He had something else happening this morning, but he was going to be finished in time to listen and hopefully participate in the radio program. I have to say good morning to Mr. Logic. Hi, Mr. Logic. No, Mr. Logic is a still photo frame of Mr. Logic is on my board here, is on my monitor, and I feel like he's watching me and saying, all it is just a picture of him, but the very fact that that picture is there on the monitor indicates that there is a very good chance that he is listening. Are you, Mr. Logic, and available on talking?
I'm not. I'm not here. This is a recording. Oh. Sorry, press for English.
Listen. We keep talking about bringing your show back, and we want it. People have been asking about it, and you want to do it, but we got to have a better internet connection than the one you got, because you know already it's dropped out two or three times, and all you said was like one or two sentences.
Yeah, I have the other connection here, the BLINK connection, but I haven't had a chance to use it.
Oh. Okay. Well, good. Well, maybe that connection will work better than this direct Skype connection. But in any case, thank you for being there. And what are you thinking about reviving the Sunday Thinking Machine show? I mean, are you up to that and in the afternoons and so forth? Because we're looking at the schedule now.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been kind of busy working on Simple up until fairly recently. Now Simple has gotten to a point where it's almost finalized, you might say. So I have some time now.
Well, that was Simple. Actually, it wasn't. It was like 10 or 12 years. I mean, I think something called Simple should be much simpler than that to finalize.
Well, it is simple for the user. Kind of a misnomer in terms of development.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, listen. Thanks for saying hello. And you and I will talk hopefully this week and get this thing all squared away. And you and our extraordinary engineer Richard B. Luther II will figure out how we can make your connection better than it is now.
Okay,
thanks, Mr. Logic. You take care. That's Mr. Logic, a.k.a. Bob Bishop. And oh, my God, look at this. Can it be? Can it be? Carl, the letter writer, is on with us on the telephone?
It's Carl Sigman, yes.
Carl Sigman. Okay, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Not the first time.
Oh, okay. So but, I'll just pretend that the E isn't in there a little bit, just while I'll write phonetically. S-I-G-M-A.
No damage, I don't think, you know.
All right, cool. So listen, we had a nice chat last night, and I was delighted to learn that you have a background in radio yourself.
I worked for 4 years at KBC Radio in L.A., and I had worked with the as a producer, call screener. When it became unionized, it became a call screener. They called us a producer before it was NABET. And I had the privilege to work with a lot of very talented radio show hosts. My biggest claim to fame was taking the call off the air from Dr. Laura Schlesinger for Bill Balance. She called Bill Balance actually out of the blue, and he, during the commercial break, he asked me to get her phone number for him, and he got her phone number, and they met afterwards, and the rest is history.
Wow, Bill Balance, that's not a name I normally associate with.
When I spoke with you yesterday, I realized that you don't really know much about Los Angeles radio.
Yeah, and that's true.
Radio being is really a local, very local. I was amazed to learn many years ago that some guy named Wally died in Chicago. And I'd never heard of the guy, and he'd apparently been the morning drive guy for 25 years. Everybody knew him in town, but nobody, you know, knows him outside of that circle of people that listen.
Well, when you talk about Dr. Laura, who went on to become quite famous, you know, a story, and I had heard the story that she was originally a caller to some Los Angeles area station, obviously KABC. I thought that would sort of follow in the story, you know, the name of the person. But anyhow, it's not important. Let's get to your Alex Jones conspiracy email that you sent me on Monday.
Yes.
okay. You don't listen to Alex very much, but you've heard him before.
Okay, I'll say at all. At all.
All right.
I do have a wide range of people that I listen to. I love talk radio, like a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, and hopefully you and the people listening to the sound of this. I love talk radio, and I've got a wide range of things that I listen to. A lot of my friends don't like the fact that I do listen occasionally to Rush Limbaugh, but just like Sean Hannity, I get to a little bit of time there, and they say something that is so over the top, a distortion or a lie, that I just say, why am I listening to this? And I change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the great power every listener has.
Yes.
Nobody has to listen to it.
Okay.
You invite it in your own life.
The last sentence in your email to me, Carl, it says, between Limbaugh and this nut.
Correct.
And you're talking about Alex Jones.
Correct.
No shame?
Yeah.
Okay, directed
okay.
to
and
me.
And let
please.
Me address, yeah. you know, shame. Yeah. I'm trying to evoke the memory of the Army McCarthy hearings, when the defense lawyer for G.D. Vachon, I think it was, I forget the names of the players, but in any event, Senator McCarthy, who was a ruthless, dangerous, insidious force in this country, was confronted by Joseph Welch, and Welch said to him, as he was trying to destroy this young man, he said, have you no shame? Have you no decency? I didn't say that because I think you're a decent person, basically. I think what you're doing there. But as far as shame goes, I'd be ashamed to put Alex Jones on the air and anybody that is so conspiracy-oriented, and particularly after that shooting at the Sikh temple, and saying that it was a setup. And so I want to ask you, Mr. Zwirling, what does he mean when he says it was a setup?
It's what he probably means is that it is not what it appears to be, and that's what most conspiracy people believe, that things are not as they seem.
That's the whole game that the flim-flam people who don't have anything really substantial to say or facts to support it, they obfuscate, and even the great Rush Limbaugh does it as well, even though he's got a very, very glib use of the language, and he's got enough facts to support some of his positions, but then they distort and they shade and they use innuendo to completely misstate what the other person's saying.
So assuming I have no shame, okay?
Okay.
I'm a little confused here about what that means here. But let's just follow me on this. And if I trip, if I stumble, you or some caller or will correct me or point this out. Let's assume by carrying Limbaugh and Alex Jones on KSCO, Michael Zwirling has no shame. Okay.
I don't put Limbaugh in the same category as Jones, by the way. I wrote that because of Jones.
But you did say between Limbaugh and this nut, have you no shame?
I did. That's true. I did throw that in there, and I said between Limbaugh. I won't say I'm absolutely the most consistent person in the world, because I do occasionally listen for a few minutes to Rush Limbaugh. And like I told you last night, I was listening to the other station because I was very upset with the way I was treated by when I called Bill Wattenberg, your station, and I said, why am I listening to this guy? If I want to listen to Limbaugh, I could pick it up somewhere else.
So wait a minute. Because you called the one of our radio shows, the Wattenberg show, and because you were treated shabbily, in your opinion, by Dr. Wattenberg, you asked yourself, why do I listen to this station at all? Are there no other programs on KSCO that you enjoy? Don't you think you're sort of spiting yourself? You're cutting your nose to spite your face if you tune into another radio station to hear Rush?
I have to agree with you a little bit there, and I had to ask myself why I got so rigid there and why I just put my foot down like that. I listen to the other station down here in this area, and I know you don't particularly like to talk about that, and that gives me what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, so there's an expression that comes to mind here, throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Very familiar with that.
So,
that's why Alex Jones came into my life, because I turned on my radio, and it had been on 1080 the night before, and it's just like so many people.
So that was the first time. Was that the first time you had heard Alex?
No, I had heard him before.
Oh,
but I listen to talk radio, like I said, and the first thing, in all with respect, because I don't like to particularly point out, take cheap shots. I take cheap shots for fun, but the man's voice I can't tolerate, and there's a lot of people whose voices throw me off. But if their content is good, I'll be patient and I'll listen and I'll pay attention. And no better example than Ira Fistel, if anybody knew who he was, in Southern California, very intelligent talk show host whose voice was awful.
The name that comes to mind here, the name that I think of is Bernie Ward.
I didn't like Ward's voice, but his content I could handle better. And there's a lot of voices that are not particularly good. The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's got that
horrible set
voice
of pipes.
Voice is very, very bad, but he says stuff that's substantial, and he's direct, and he's basically, I think he's got it right, and so I can listen to that.
I cannot listen to more than, I don't know, a half a sentence of Bobby Jr. Without losing my lunch.
Well, I not only lost my lunch, but I got to the email and I sent you this that obviously woke you up a little bit about something. I don't think it really woke you up, because I don't think you're really, I think you got your mind made up. You're going to carry the guy. And that's why
Wait. Here, let me I got to ask you this question. I really do. Okay. You are not you now. You are me. Okay. I guess you're me in the sense that you're the guy who makes the decisions about
right.
What's carried on the radio station. And I guess, you know, if you would have been me all along, you wouldn't have had Rush or Alex on, probably, right?
You know, I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for a long time. He's been on the air for 25 years. He is a different class of radio show host. He knows himself in a certain level. I don't think he knows what kind of a racist he is, but he knows what kind of how to draw the line and how to run a radio show. He is very much in control of what he does.
So and answer the question.
I admire that.
Okay, good. Yeah. The question is, would if you owned this station, would you not have had Rush on?
I definitely wouldn't carry him, no.
Okay.
Because I come from a completely different political standpoint. Now, I might have a local show host.
Well, I come from a totally opposite political standpoint from all of the people we have on What's Left.
Well, you see,
but I want to give a voice to everybody. That's the kind of guy I am. And no, guys like you, and I don't mean to be getting, nasty now. Please don't take it this way. And I gotta measure every word here. But guys like you, and guys like that owner of the station that you've already,
Al Ginsberg.
Yeah, yeah. They seem to be people who want to stifle or silence people with whom they disagree.
On the contrary,
and that is so un-American, you guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
On the contrary. You can't call your state. I don't know, maybe there's some host that'll call. I don't know about you, but they won't tolerate somebody speaking about the right from the left wing.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. There are people.
But Al lets people talk.
Uh-huh.
He does.
Okay,
I mean, you can't blame him for that. You may not like what he's saying, but he lets you get your piece in. But sometimes he goes over the top and he cuts people off, and I don't like that either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so.
Let me get back to about the shame thing here. This man, Alex Jones, okay, what is he contributing other than fear? He is coming up with all of these, and I'm talking specifically about that night because I was listening. He's talking about a shooting in a temple where six people died, and can you imagine the personal tragedy that's going on for these people? And then, now I know, well, you told me Alex Jones has such a vast audience across the country on the internet.
Across the world, actually. He makes Rush look like an ant.
It's poison. It is poison, sir. And he's making people afraid of their institutions and the people that we have to have a little bit of confidence in.
Don't you think that the institutions should be questioned? Remember that bumper sticker in the 60s, question authority?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
And so what about you questioning authority?
I am.
Why don't you ask the guy, what do you mean by a setup?
Well, first of all, I'm not on the program, and people who...
So you see, so wait, you asked me, what would I do if I had the radio station? I wouldn't know how to, you know, I wouldn't want to be in that dilemma.
What I really want to know, Carl, is your answer to my question that I posed to you. My one and only question that I posed to you, and I'm going to read your letter to me, and then I'm going to read, because they're both short, I'm going to read them once again. You wrote an email to me saying, the subject matter said Alex Jones conspiracies. And then the body of the letter says, I don't listen to his show, but did for a few minutes yesterday. Respectfully, did you hear your host Alex Jones declaring the Wisconsin shooting a setup?
Right. Okay. Why don't you answer
Let me finish. A conspiracy by sinister forces that control everything. I was alarmed at the content and tone. For starters, how disrespectful to victims. Between Limbaugh and this nut, have you no shame? Then I responded after I sort of recovered from reading your words. Hi, Carl. Thanks for your concise and direct input. I did not hear the declaration you described, but it sounds like something Alex would say. You ask, have I no shame? Presumably because my station gives a voice to Rush and Alex. Wow, what a question. Never got one like that before, so eloquently framed. What would you hope I would say and do? ?
Yeah, okay.
Please answer that question.
Okay. What I would ask you to do is replace Alex Jones. That's what I would do if
with,
I were you. I'd say I don't want to carry a conspiracy, a person that makes these ridiculous comments. I wouldn't even go that far. You know, just say he's over the top. I don't want to carry that. It's fear mongering.
Okay, that's what you hope that I would do.
That's what I.
What about with regard to Rush, whom you put in the same?
You know, I would have hoped you would have suspended him when he called Sandra Fluck a slut. But you know, it's a free country and there's free speech, and you're free to carry what's his name as well. So that's the bottom line. But as far as personal choice, you know, I think he's out. Rush Limbaugh is done. Really, he's had his peak. He's now.
Well, I've been hearing that for 25 years.
That's what he's writing.
Well, for 21 years, and everybody keeps saying that, and yet he keeps. I don't know if the ratings are up. I mean, they're pretty consistently high, and most stations in most markets would give their left you know what to be an exclusive, have the market exclusive distributorship for Rush. Because it guarantees that they're going to have thousands and if it's a big enough market, it guarantees that they're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening automatically. So your station is going to be a real station.
Jumped right on, and I hear you. And I, as a business decision, if you don't care what the heck you're selling, you know, and you put it out there, and then the court.
No, I care what I'm selling, and what I'm selling is expression for all people, not just for some, or not just for people.
Rush Limbaugh is not the guy to get that expression for other people.
All right, let's
hear anything about the truth on Rush Limbaugh's show. He's an entertainer.
Will you stay on for a while and take some calls with us?
I don't know why I need to take calls, but if I help your show a little bit, I mean, I'd be happy.
I have no idea. There's someone named Megan in Carmel.
I'm a yoga teacher. You know, that's what I do professionally. I teach yoga.
Megan in Carmel is called. I haven't even opened the phone calls yet, but let's see what Megan, and I don't know who Megan. Megan, is that you on the telephone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you called. Why did you call?
I called because, first of all, I think you're wonderful, and I love listening to your radio show, and I'm really grateful that you have Alex Jones on, and I don't understand why you're giving a platform to this gentleman.
I'm fascinated by what he has to say, and I think there are an awful lot of people, a tremendous number of people, who share Carl's opinions on this.
Well,
they
can't
understand why a station like KSCO would lower itself to give a voice to people that they think are irresponsible, would make me. Am I saying it right, Carl?
That was well said, Mr. Zwirling.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think you're being very responsible by giving a voice to Alex Jones, and I think you're being very American to give voices to a lot of different people that not everyone's going to agree with. And this gentleman says he listens to Rush Limbaugh. Well, I have no axe to grind with Rush Limbaugh, but I find him a rather repulsive personality. I don't disagree with everything he says, but personally I don't enjoy him, whereas I personally do enjoy Alex Jones. But the thing about Alex Jones is he's not fear-mongering. He's telling the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth.
Okay.
They're going to disagree with him.
Yeah, ma'am, you believe that guy's telling you the truth?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, what was the setup?
Alex Jones is extremely researched. Have you, if you've really listened to his show very much.
I don't listen to him. Just answer what I did listen to. He said that there was a setup, that shooting at that Sikh temple. The word setup.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean to you?
That means that it was not necessarily as it appeared to be, that it was not necessarily an individual who lost his mind and decided to shoot a group of people
No, it's not, is it? It's an implication that something very sinister was going on by powers out of our control, right?
Yes, but there a lot of that is going on and has been going on for decades, and all he's doing is making people aware.
Do you believe that? You don't find that disturbing, that he makes those kinds of unsubstantiated accusations?
Well, they're not based on just
he's suggesting to me that someone, he won't even say Obama, he says people controlling Obama, that's what I heard, that there are forces back there that are somehow manipulating, I can't even figure out the story really about how you set up a madman or a person to go in and murder people like that in cold blood. And you sit there, and that doesn't, you know, the fact that people got their lives taken like that, and you just say, you know, you want to think a government conspiracy did that?
Oh, well, it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. I mean, if you've really studied a lot of the subject matter that he covers, if you've really researched and if you look into history, everything he says makes sense. I mean, if you're just taking bits and pieces off the top, then it might seem like he's just being inflammatory or that he's fear-mongering. And certainly a lot of things he says are disturbing and may incite fear. However, the truth isn't always pleasant, and the truth is not what everyone wants to hear.
I can handle the truth, though. That's not the truth. That's a fabrication.
How do you know it's not the truth?
You see, with a conspiracy, you can always say, well, what about this or what about that, because it's just made up.
Well, you know, that all depends on your point of view as to whether you're seeing something as a conspiracy versus you're seeing something as what it actually is. There's a lot of things.
Well, you know what it actually is, so you see what it actually is.
I'm sorry?
You tell me then, since you know what it actually is because you listen to Alex Jones, tell me about the setup. How does it work? It's too sinister. We can't understand, right, because they have such control.
Well, it's very complicated, and I don't think there's time to go into all those details. But the thing is,
in the details.
I'm sorry,
I'm making a joke about this. Constantly calls and says the devil's in the details.
Well, yes, that's true. I don't know where to begin because it's such a long, complicated situation involves many people over many decades. And
you know, you sound like a nice person, and we share the fact that we don't like Rush Limbaugh that well. I'm just kind of curious about one thing about your position with Obama. You know, I'm kind of a person that really admires Obama, and I know a lot of people have a lot of really hate the man, and they, you know, they're even supporting Romney, who they don't like because they hate Obama so much. Do you feel that he would actually participate or allow to participate something about the murder of these people like that, that he's somehow his government would be involved in that?
Yes, I believe he's capable of anything.
What has he done to give you that idea? I mean, he's a decent family man. You know, he puts Bill Clinton to shame as far as a family man, and I will say about shame
again.
But
that's all appearances. I think Bill Clinton is
all appearances.
Bill Clinton is
Megan.
Just
Megan, hey, listen, thank you so much for calling. There are so many people who want to talk to Carl now, so I want to bring on Lee and Spreckles.
I just want to say I'm grateful that you have Alex Jones on, and for God's sakes, don't take him off, because if you do, I'll stop listening to KSDO.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now you're being just like Carl about throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
I'm just being facetious.
Okay, good. I'm happy that you're being facetious, because I don't plan on taking Alex off. I like Alex, and I think he adds a tremendous. I would say our listenership has doubled since we put Alex Jones on, or maybe more.
He takes some getting used to. So whoever
absolutely a little of Alex goes a long way. But I listened to a consultant friend of mine who said if you put Alex Jones on to replace Bill O'Reilly of all people, I said, what, are you crazy? He says you're going to be amazed at what happens, and I'm happy I listened to him because he was right.
Good
he was
for you.
He was absolutely right, and then, and by the way, when we first put him on, it was right before all the crazy things started happening, you know, and since then I'm talking. Well, that's not true. No, the meltdown happened. The economic meltdown started with a mortgage crisis in 2008, and it was after that we put Alex on. But in any case. Alex, there's a reason that Alex's audience is going up by hundreds of thousands a week worldwide. There's a reason. Because, you know, left versus right, liberal versus conservative, it's all the same. And it's very, very clear to me that that's what's going on. Dr. Stan Monteith, whom I've known for 44 years now, when he used to lecture our high school government class at Santa Cruz High School, an amazing public speaker, but all of us used to look at each other and say, this guy's a nutcase, but he's a very eloquent speaking nutcase. But everything that Dr. Stan has said has come true.
Exactly.
Everything. And Alex is young enough to be Dr. Stan's grandson
Absolutely.
Or great grandson. And he's putting this, I'm amazed that Alex Jones is still alive. I'm amazed that someone hasn't popped him by now. Carl, there's no way in the world you're going to get me to believe that you're not going to be listening to Alex Jones like you've listened to nobody else. That's what I think. Yep. You heard me right. You're going to be listening to, you're not going to be able to control yourself from listening to him, especially after this broadcast. Okay.
You've got that even wronger than I have on Alex Jones.
All right.
I mean, believe me, I don't even like his voice. I think I told you that.
His voice is
offensive and his content is worse.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I think you're going
to
call me back one day and you're going
to
send me an email saying you were right, MZ.
Tell me what he meant by the setup. Tell me that. Explain it, please.
Lee and Spreckles, you're on with Carl.
You won't answer that.
What?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Lee.
Hi, MZ. This gentleman. I'm going to start this way. The Yellowstone National Park and all the major parks in the United States have hidden a bronze plaque behind them, dedicating them to the United Nations.
Okay.
Now, Alex brought that to my understanding. I never voted for that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you what, ever since he came to the Coconut Grove, which I never attended, I regret that I didn't get there and see him personally and shake his hand, because I want to know the truth about what the hell is going on in this world, and I find it to be spiritual. I find it to be serious as far as we're on the edge of this continent. Now, one of the fellows that I called in one time here recently and that is a speaker on your radio program said, well, I'm fearing. No, I'm not like the captain on the ship of the Titanic denying that there's an iceberg, that there's ice in the water, at this point, this man, he has no idea who Alex Jones really is.
You're talking about Carl, who's on the line with us.
Carl needs to investigate Alex Jones in depth. He needs to go in and visit where Alex gives back resources, his findings, his data that substantiate when people in our county, Monterey County, Leon Panetta, stands up with the Department of Defense and tells them, we take our walking orders from the United Nations. That's crazy.
I heard him say that.
Yeah,
I heard him say that. Did you hear that, Carl?
That we take our walking orders from the United Nations.
This is a quote. You can do a search on Google and it'll come right up. It'll come right up with Leon.
I don't know what the context of what he said. Think that... that the Secretary of Defense is subordinating the America's independence, or should I say, you know, the decision making to the UN.
That is true.
We do sit on the Security Council, and we participated in the Libyan matter, and we do try to get together. I happen to think the United Nations is a good idea, but I think every country retains its sovereignty, and I don't think for a minute that Panetta is sold out to taking his walking orders from the UN.
He said it.
You're working on.
I don't know what the context for this is. What do you say? You know.
Okay. Now listen.
Maybe Alex, Rick. Can you look that up on YouTube here? Leon Panetta. We take our marching orders from the United Nations. So that we can put that on the air.
I need to get this out.
It ain't nothing out of context.
Here's another one, and that's true. Here's another one. Our government has ordered 1,500,000 rounds of hollow point. You don't go hunting with hollow point. Now, what is that for? I mean, when this Fast and Furious. When Halder stood up here just yesterday speaking on this funeral that you're citing, and the Sikhs, believe me, the Sikhs are not threatening to Christianity. They do not. ever get out of context on that. Now, this Fast and Furious, when you get into Alex, he will show you how these tie together, how this is orchestrated. When that guy in Colorado, when you look at his eyes when he was in front of the judge, they're rolling. He was zonked out. He was pumped up. When you find out where his father and where he was involved in our government and what agency.
Oh, wait, now the shooter in Aurora.
I know. Yeah, the
government agent too.
What is next is they want to take away our guns. Period. Now, if
no, sir, no, that's the fear. No,
that
sir.
That is not
they're
fear.
Not true. You see, they've got you convinced that that's what's going on.
You should have heard what Holder said yesterday. What Holder
you're
said.
You're never going to believe it, so why do I even talk to you about
wait,
it?
No,
you know,
wait
you're
a
so
now,
afraid.
And I am that's not what, afraid. I am not afraid.
Afraid.
I
you're
am
afraid
not,
people are going to take your guns.
I am not afraid. Listen.
Hey, what did Holder say yesterday?
Shoot everybody that comes to get them.
Holder said. Hey, wait a second. Quiet, guys. What did Holder say yesterday? I heard
Holder,
that, and it made me get a small knot in my stomach. Maybe it should have been a bigger knot in my stomach.
Well, his little context there that was sewn in a remorseful moment that it should have been that he's sowing the seed of thought that taking. A new look, a new twist on guns, and the way he said it, I'm not able to repeat it at this moment, but I'm sure that you will be able to find it, and when you find it, you'll start seeing that. But the bottom line is that if we do not have the ability to protect ourselves.
What he said apparently was the gun laws should be looked at very, very seriously
That's it. Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
And that immediately is a red flag to people that think that everyone's going to try, that the government's trying to take their guns away. And any sensible regulation, like trying to limit the number of rounds in a magazine, and the idea of the guy being able to buy 6,000 rounds over the internet. You know, it's just, this is not the time to talk about that anyway, because it's a new hot subject.
It certainly is.
When is the time to talk about it? When you've lost it? When you've lost the right?
No, exactly.
Then you're not going to be allowed to talk about it without getting killed.
Rational gun regulation is worthy of discussion, but you're not wanting to discuss that. You just are going to take a hard line.
Let me say
this too about so I want to be almost sympathetic to the Tea Party, even though people that know me will, when I say that, will think I'm an idiot. But the fact is that I believe in freedom like the Tea Party does.
No, but
really, you're talking about freedom. You are talking about the freedom to possess weapons.
No, that's not at all.
Lee, let Carl talk, please.
Yeah, but the United States guarantees that right. It also has a little line there to in order to. Have a well-regulated militia, which nobody likes to pay attention to. But let's just take the standing context that everybody says that there'll be no laws against gun ownership or something. But we all agree that there's supposed to be some regulation. We don't have bazookas at home. We don't have these weapons of mass destruction, hopefully. And a 100-round magazine is a weapon of mass destruction. I would have no problem with limiting the magazines on weapons. I don't think there should be assault rifles out there. But I didn't call to talk about that stuff particularly. That's my opinion, and you don't agree with that.
Oh, I got to fade him out. Go ahead. Yeah,
are you aware of the FEMA camps that have been built up? Have you ever heard of Jesse Ventura on his True TV that citing this stuff and they pull him off? They don't want him to show it? I'm not a big
Jesse Ventura fan either.
Well, that's fine. I'm not a big. I hardly ever listen to Hal, but I would say to you this: that if you want to know the truth, if you package yourself as a Republican or Democrat, be prepared to find out that they're in the same box and that it's not them; it's the globalists. When you see the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Helmut Schmidt and the Wedgwoods and these globalists, that look at the population of the world as 8 and they want to take it to 1 and it's in written paper. Alex will show you that kind of stuff. You won't find it on Hal's program. You won't find it on NBC or
something. Because it's all just a bunch of
it's not! It's not!
Throwing out ideas and rumors and innuendos.
No, it's not rumors, and it's not in the way it is. And when Rush talks about cigars and condoms, I don't want to hear that. I mean, when you have a plane that's about ready to crash, you don't talk about stuff like that. You talk about, where's the parachutes? What can we do to keep this plane up? And the bottom line is look at the dollars. Look at where the financial people of the world that have taken these are the richest of the rich. They control everything. They're into you've got to get in. You got to go to places like when Alex
like
had
Wisconsin, right, with the Coles, wherever they are. And that guy in Las Vegas. I mean, there's a lot of
we really got to give some time to other callers here, and we also have a commercial break here. So you're listening to KSCO, your favorite radio station.
Thank you, and
for good reason. Thank you for calling in, Lee.
Yep.
Stay on, Carl, because there are a few more people who want to talk to you this hour here. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Stay with us. It's your favorite radio station, KSCO. It's your favorite program, the Saturday Special with MZ and Carl.
Stuff the bus. Stuff the bus.
Hello, I'm Shannon from Palace Art and Office Supply on 41st in Capitola. Hey, Mabel, what's this I hear about a stuffy school bus?
It's not stuffy. It's our annual Stuff the Bus event. This Saturday from 10 to 2, we are joining with United Way and the Santa Cruz County Office of Education to stuff the bus with donated backpacks and school supplies. With your help, we can fill that bus full of school supplies for Santa Cruz families that can't afford them for their kids.
Oh, I want to help. What can I do?
Well, you can purchase our special United Way pre-filled backpack. It's only $20 and we'll deliver it directly to the bus. Or you can place new school supplies in the United Way barrels located at both Palace stores and in various locations around the county. Or you can volunteer your time on Saturday at the United Way table by packing and stuffing the bus.
Join the fun on Saturday. That's 10 to 2 at Palace Art and Office Supply in Capitola on 41st Avenue.
Stuff the bus!
Palace Art and Office Supply is a proud member of Think Local First, County of Santa Cruz.
When you need electrical work and you need it done right, on time, and for a great price, call on a woman. Leone Electric has been building, repairing, and remodeling electrical needs for residential, light commercial, and industrial customers for more than 20 years. Hello, I'm Chris Leone, the proprietor of Leone Electric, and I'm here to take care of your electrical needs. Please listen.
Hi, Marlene here. During a New Year's Eve storm, a power line broke, sending 21,000 volts of electricity through our home. We lost everything electrical, the entire power panel, appliances, computers, lighting fixtures. We had fires inside our walls. I began calling electricians, leaving voicemail after voicemail. Then I reached Leone Electric, and Chris's team began working New Year's Day, diagnosing and repairing everything. Thank you, Leone Electric, for being there. Your work is excellent. I recommend you every chance I get.
When you need electrical work and you need it done right, on time, and for a great price, call on a woman. Call Leone Electric. That's L-E-O-N-E Electric at 831-234-5120.
Your friends are coming for a visit, and you want to treat them to something really special.
Reach for the sky.
Treat your friends to a magic carpet helicopter tour of the Monterey Bay and its marine sanctuary from Specialized Aviation in Watsonville. Your friends will thrill at their bird's eye view of Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Cannery Row, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the beach boardwalk, and the whales and the stunning sunsets. Tours start at only $33. Reserve yours today at Specialized Aviation, 831-763-2244. Or specializedheli.com.
You've been thinking about becoming a pilot and have been looking for the right opportunity to take your first lesson.
Reach for the sky.
Take your first flying lesson in a beautiful Cessna trainer for only $59 from Specialized Aviation in Watsonville. Stay the course and become a private pilot or go all the way and fly for the airlines with Specialized Aviation's professional pilot program. The time is now. Take your first flying lesson for only $59. Call Specialized Aviation 831-763-2244. Or specializedheli.com.
You're listening to KSCO, serving Davenport, Carmel, and Tassajaro Hot Springs.
All right, welcome back. 5 minutes remain in hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special, an hour ahead between 11 and noon. We have a number of callers on the line here. Rick, our fantastic pilot in command, has let me know that he has found the clip of Leon Panetta that we're looking for. Rather than play it now, I think we'll play it after Kay's commentary. We'll just sort of tease it now. So if you want to, hear it, and let it, you'll have time to let other people know that this is probably something that you might want to hear. I've always liked and admired Leon Panetta, but I was taken aback two or three months ago when I heard him say something, and we're going to play that. Fair warning here. Let's see. We're talking with Carl Sigman here, our special phone guest. But let's see. There's some people who have wanted to call and talk with him. So let's bring on Michael in San Jose. Michael, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Carl. You're on the air.
Thanks. Thank you for taking my call. I think the deal with guns is that every single news story is about a negative gun situation. You can't get away from it. They talk about Gabby Giffords. They talk about all these different shootings that have happened. Now, at the same time, we had the Olympics going on, and we've had people winning medals in shooting competitions. You never hear about it because it's a positive story about gun ownership, okay? So what I'm getting at is that every single news story, no matter what news media you're watching, is guns are bad, and usually the guys who have them are bad white guys. It's in every single newscast. You can't get away from it. Then you have this Fast and Furious thing, right, going on. You could see that what the media and the government's trying to do is make you think guns are bad. I mean, Eric Holder said it. We need to brainwash people that gun ownership is bad, right? Now, on top of this, one of your guests was saying that there should be a limitation to magazines. Absolutely not. You need to own arms to defend yourself against all tyranny, both foreign and domestic. Okay? Now,
right.
Does anybody
you create an enemy? You right. create an enemy like they're trying to make Barack Obama the other, try and pretend he's not part of us. And so you create an enemy, and there's some sinister force that's driving it. And that way you can take the – you feel you need arms to protect yourself from your
you
own
do,
people.
Though. But
these
you
are
do.
Americans. You know, you're
but,
American.
But you do. But you do. Do you know anything about the Spanish Civil War? Do you know anything about it?
You know, the 30s
you know
was a terrible era, wasn't it?
Answer my question. Do you know anything about the Spanish Civil War?
You know, I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
Are you an expert
okay.
in it?
Yeah. I am. I lived there for eight
okay.
years, and I've read over 30 books about it. Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, are you going to tell me they took all their arms away and that's how
no,
they took
no,
over?
No. Better than that. It's going to be better than that. The story I'm going to tell you is that the Spanish Republic, which was an illegitimate government, right? They didn't have control over the military, right? And they were a bunch of weak socialist sad sacks. They had no arms. They had nothing to defend their supposed democracy that they had. So they gave their gold reserves to Joseph Stalin. You can look all this up. This is not a story.
I don't want to look that up. You
okay.
answer me this.
No.
This
and you know why? Because they had no arms to defend it. They
okay,
had to go someplace else to get it. And guess what? You know what they did?
What about
they lost
the point
brought
they me
lost,
on the air here,
it.
Sir. What about
they
the
lost,
setup?
They lost it. They
what
lost
about
it.
The shooting in that Sikh temple? Was that a setup?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was a set. Tell me the setup. What's the setup? Somebody sends someone out there to kill people?
Sure. What else won't a government do?
Tell me how you think it works. You see, you think something happened because this guy's putting all these ideas out. You go, yeah, that's why. But really, you don't know where any idea.
Are
went
you
out.
Suggesting, Carl, that that Michael is weak-minded?
Not at all. Well, I don't know. He sounds very intelligent. You know, at least he knows a lot about Civil War in Spain.
What I'm getting at, the thing is that there's people of interest that they don't know where they are. The security cameras were turned off. You know, I mean, it seems a bit odd. And I tell you, the moment I heard about it, I was like, you know, there's these rash of shootings. Why are they happening? It's to demonize gun ownership. You know, I mean, if somebody told, I mean, remember.
See, that is just.
Michael,
monster,
you are
sir.
One of the most articulate callers we've ever had. I want to give you an award for being
Thank
the
you.
Most. Have you called the station before?
No, I never.
Oh,
I never
my
had.
God. Stay on hold here. This is
Why
KSEO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey.
Why don't you get him to replace Alex Jones and put him on the air.
San Jose. Here's CBS.
Romney chose the House's top number cruncher and a Tea Party favorite to join him on the Republican presidential ticket. The announcement made on the deck of the retired battleship USS Wisconsin, perhaps making Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan feel right at home.
I'm proud to stand with a man who understands what it takes to foster job creation in our economy. Someone who knows from experience that if you have a small business, you did build that.
The announcement did not come off without a hitch.
It wasn't the way Mitt Romney wanted to introduce his running mate.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
A chagrined Romney came back on stage with Paul Ryan.
Every now and then I'm known to make a mistake. I did not make a mistake with this guy.
Romney and Ryan have headed out on a four-day bus trip across four critical states. Jim Crisula, CBS News, with the Romney campaign on the road in Virginia.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. Democratic reaction to the choice of Paul Ryan was swift and direct. The Obama campaign calls him the architect of a radical Republican House budget plan. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee describes the GOP ticket as a match made in millionaire's heaven. Democrats and Republicans alike now see a campaign of sharply contrasting visions.
Vice President Biden called Ryan to congratulate him on his selection. Reports in Iran say more than 80 people were killed and hundreds injured in back-to-back earthquakes. Reporter Mark Burley is in Tehran.
We're talking about two earthquakes that happened this afternoon within about 11 minutes of each other in northwest Iran, close to a city called Tabriz. Tabriz escaped relatively unscathed, but many villages, we're hearing possibly about 60 villages, were very badly hit by these earthquakes.
It's getting harder to tell friend from foe in Afghanistan. Six U.S. service members were killed in separate attacks yesterday. CBS's Kitty Logan in Kabul reporting via Skype.
The international security forces do say they're trying to do all to mitigate these kind of attacks, but certainly now they do have a problem on their hands, as this seems to be quite a regular occurrence.
Today there is word another Afghan police officer killed at least 10 fellow officers in Kabul. The U.S. and Turkey ponder no-fly zones in Syria while Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Istanbul.
Turkey is a really key U.S. ally. It's increasingly powerful in the Middle East, and it's obviously going to play a big role in the new Syria that eventually emerges from this fighting. Secretary Clinton's visit is clearly aimed at making sure that the U.S. and Turkey are on the same page when it comes to planning for that future. And to that end, in her press conference today, she said that the two sides are going to be involved in what she called operational planning.
CBS's Holly Williams reporting in Istanbul. This is CBS News.
You watch the stock market. You pay close attention to economic policy from Washington. You know what the Fed is doing. And you have one eye on the Eurozone. You have a pretty good idea where things are going. You're no fool. You know all about diversification, which is why you'll be interested to learn about Investment Diamonds. It's both a brilliant idea and an established company serving an exclusive clientele of well-heeled investors. Investment Diamonds offers unique, exquisite, and very, very rare investment quality natural fancy color diamonds. Natural fancy color diamonds have demonstrated solid growth over many decades and takes the idea of true diversification to its logical conclusion. Investment Diamonds offers you proven, profitable, and portable wealth preservation and can deliver your precious stones via discreet courier. Learn what you need to know. Call for your free diamond investment guide and DVD today at 800-529-1650. That's 800-529-1650. 800-529-1650.
4 minutes past the hour, you're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with a King of the Hill traffic update. Things were a little bit slow earlier today on Highway 1 northbound, and they continue to be backed up in the northbound direction. Southbound traffic moving pretty well. Northbound very slow out of Aptos. Heaviest traffic north of Bay Porter, 41st Avenue. Northbound into the La Fonda construction. 17 also southbound heavy from 85 through Los Gatos and the Lexington Reservoir. It's going to be sunny and warm, and it's been very hot all weekend, all week long. A lot of people are going to want to cool off at the beaches, so we do anticipate heavy traffic around the beach later today. As far as your forecast goes, high temperatures will be in the upper 70s, 80s, and 90s across the Central Coast. Cooler spots will be around the Monterey Peninsula. Higher temperatures in the higher elevations and southern valleys. 58 right now outside KSCO studios under mostly cloudy skies. before we start hour two of the Saturday special, time for the latest K's commentary.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
I read this little gem for the first time in May 2010, and it was sent to me from listener Jean Sandin. It's called God is Busy. If you do not know God, do not make stupid remarks. A United States Marine was attending some college courses between assignments. He had complete missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and member of ACLU. One day, the professor shocked the class when he came in. He looked to the ceiling and flatly stated, "God, if you are real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I will give you exactly 15 minutes. The lecture room fell silent. You could hear a pin drop. 10 minutes went by, and the professor proclaimed, "Here I am, God. I am still waiting." It got down to the last couple of minutes when the Marine got out of his chair, went up to the professor, and cold-cocked him, knocking him off the platform. The professor was out cold. The Marine went back to his seat and sat there silently. The other students were shocked, stunned, and sat there looking on in silence. The professor eventually came to, noticeably shaken, looked at the Marine and asked, "What in the world is the matter with you? Why did you do that?" The Marine calmly replied, "God was too busy today protecting American soldiers who are protecting you and your right to say stupid stuff and act like an idiot. So he sent me." The classroom erupted in cheers. This is good. Keep it going. Live simply. Love generously. Care deeply. Speak kindly. Sincerely, for KSCO, this is Case Whirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Don't you just love my mom? We're really lucky to have her here at the radio station. She's here signing books if you want to come on down 2300 Portola Drive. Do it right up until noontime today.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO.
We do have another topic and guest that I want to get to. We want to finish up what we started last hour. It shouldn't be too long. It should probably be, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes or so. We're going to finish up with our friend Carl Sigman, who is on the telephone and who has been kind enough to stay with us for the hour. He was talking. Let me just bring everybody back up here. And lock Carl in, and Michael in San Jose was talking with Carl, and we want to give him an opportunity to finish up. You know, if you can sort of put a wrap on it here, Michael, and you're a great caller here, and I've got your contact information. I hope we're going to hear from you again. But go ahead. You were talking with Carl? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't punch him up yet here. Now we've got you. Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, Carl, if you're sitting there and you like gun control, I want you to raise your right hand, please. Can you raise it for me? And make it at a 40. You know, make it at a 45 degree angle.
Not getting conscripted in there. I've already been in the military.
Okay, so raise it at a 45 degree
your
angle.
Point.
Now, Michael, are you? Be nice, Michael. That's not a nice thing to do. You're suggesting that Michael that Carl is like Hitler. That's not a nice thing to say.
Well, no, but every tyrannical leader wants you unarmed. right? I mean, they don't want you to have arms, do they? Because they can, they have supreme power over you. You wonder why
you see Obama as a tyrant?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. The guy, he's the most tyrannical president we've ever had.
Is that right?
Have you read NDAA? Have you read about how he wants to promote Agenda 21? I mean, Agenda 21. Go on the UN website and look up Agenda 21. That's what he wants. That's how he wants you to live. He wants that. He wants that.
Agenda 21. This is the same kind of. I mean, what I'm hearing here, it's like someone. He's got this agenda that you know about, and that probably that all the conspiracy people think, and that's what he's.
It's not
really
a conspiracy. NDAA is not a conspiracy. Fast and Furious is not a conspiracy. Agenda 21 is not a conspiracy.
Was a program that was begun years ago. I think it may have preceded the Obama administration. I think there's a lot of problems with that, and they agree and accept that there are problems there. It was ridiculous to say.
They're not agreeing on anything. They're not agreeing on anything. They're hiding everything. And I mean, and this was the guy who was supposed to be transparent. This is the guy where that there's going to be all this change and hope and everything. He didn't do anything.
The really thing that boils down to me is everybody's got a big mouth around here. One guy's got to make the decision the way about what happens in this world. And it's a tough world out there. There's a lot of stuff going on. And it takes a person who's gotten to accept more responsibility than I can even imagine. And I'm glad that man is in that seat there. I'm very happy he is.
He's the most tyrannical president we've ever had. It's
I
not
don't
even
think
close.
We've had tyrants so much. You know, we've had some. We have a constitutional government here. We have elections every 4 years, and try to play fair. I hope that these conspiracy people will play fair.
All right, Michael.
We're totally playing fair.
Michael,
it's all hidden in plain view, but you don't want to believe it, right?
I don't believe at all that he's trying. He wants to. I don't even know what you think he wants to do. Like take control of our minds or something.
Absolutely.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Well, who's got control of your mind? I'm sorry. I got control of my mind.
Myself. I mean, it's
you
research.
Agenda 21 or whatever the heck it is, and you believe everything that Alex Jones says, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
That's not your mind. That's his mind. And
it's some other people's
ideas.
I research
you didn't find that anywhere under a rock.
I research it. I want you to go on the UN.org or whatever the hell it is. I want you to go on there and read about Agenda 21. On their website.
Have
this
you heard
Alex
about
Jones
Agenda
website.
21 like Sam Farr said he didn't and he was one of the main guys behind it? Have you heard of Agenda 21, Carl? That's what
I
really.
I have not.
Oh my God.
I have not heard of that.
Carl.
Okay.
Carl, we're doing you a public service. We really
are.
Are
you? You're not doing me a public service
Carl,
at all, Mr.
Carl, Doyle. Carl, I'll tell you.
I think
I'll
you're
you
doing
what?
A public disservice.
Carl, all you got to do is go on the UN website. It's there. It's not Alex Jones' website. It's their website, and it clearly tells you how they want to take away your property, your rights to almost
John
any
Birch
ownership
Society
of anything.
Been saying that forever.
And they're not lying about it, are they?
Okay.
It's hard to go on their website. Carl, go on their website. Carl, can you go on the UN website?
Well,
can
wait
you
a
go
second.
On there right now for me?
Michael,
I want you to.
Michael, hold on. Let me. In fact, let's say goodbye to you. Thank you for calling. I've got your contact information.
Right.
We're going to call you about hosting a show here at noon time.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank
there
you.
There goes. And by the way, Carl, you'd be great to do a What's Left slot. Should we put you on the list of people to call? I'm serious.
Well, I love Santa Cruz, and I don't really think I have that much to offer as far
are
as.
Are you kidding? You have a lot to offer. Don't be silly.
I don't have that many really strongly held opinions, and in fact, I don't usually like to try and make these long, winded arguments.
No. You're full of it on that. You're a great representative of the other side that we want to have more representation from on KSCO. Now, here's an email from Georgia Beardsley. Michael, your guest, like most liberals, does not believe in the Constitution, which says we have freedom of speech. They only want their right to freely express their viewpoints. He has no shame that Harry Reid stood on the floor. No, has he no shame that Harry Reid stood on the floor of the Senate and accused Romney of not paying taxes for 10 years? Does he have substantial information to back up that hideous statement? Did Obama lie to the American people about Obamacare not being a tax? Michael, your station is one of the last of its kind. Never apologize for what you are doing, especially to these closed-minded people who only want to hear what they have, what they want to hear. Okay.
Wow. Well, just amazing.
Now wait a minute.
Somebody could interpret that that way.
Well, wait a minute. There's more. Like, there's more. Like I don't, and I haven't read these.
It's into free speech.
I haven't read these.
You are too, Mr. Zwirley. Here, you're letting me speak. I'm not being controlled by anybody.
Here's one from you.
And I respect that.
It says, "I just got home. If you want me to call, please send a number or let me know when."
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I got home from my class and I was. Yeah, just
okay,
when I, you know, I wanted to let you know I wasn't going to bail out on you about the show here.
Good, and we appreciate
when
that.
I didn't answer your email because I really thought you were just being a sarcastic, nasty person back at me when you said about eloquence and
I meant it.
I haven't ever received an email like this. I got to believe you get a lot of emails. Of
No. Usually they're hysterical and they're long-winded. You were concise and to the point. And no one has ever said, have you no shame.
This is the first time I've ever been described as concise, I think, in my life.
All right. Well,
and I'm surprised this is the first time anyone said, have you no shame? Because it's shameful to put that guy on. And I would really, you know, he really does not, what light does he spread? You see, the people believe that there really is this sinister force that's controlling their
lives. I believe a lot.
No wonder everybody's uptight.
I probably believe 75% of what Alex Jones says. But it doesn't matter if I believed 100% or 0%. He has a voice and he does a lot of research.
People listen.
And people want to hear him.
You're on board.
Okay.
I understand. You know, that's why I
now
didn't...
Jay Roth sent an email saying Saturday special. Very true. I came for Rush, but I stayed for all the original programming. I don't listen to Rush anymore. I'm listening to Alex on 1340 in the mornings during that time. By the way, you are one of the best interviewers, MZ, top notch, and that's from Scott. Scott J. Roth, I guess. I don't know.
You're carrying Alex Jones in the morning too at 13.
You didn't know that? Yeah, we have him opposite Rush live. Yeah.
Is that right?
On the smaller station. Yeah, he can't. You
got
can't.
Every base covered, don't you? Well, that's, you know, there's something to be said for that.
Okay. Now, Charles Friedman. Well, let's see. I better. No, this doesn't have to do with Rock Out. Ray Stevens. Well, this isn't.
I was going to write you back, Mr. Swirling. I would.
Please call me MZ.
Father's Coughlin on.
Please call me MZ.
He was going to sell you advertising.
Who?
I didn't write that back because I was just being nasty back at you.
Uh-huh.
But in some ways, I wonder. I really wonder if you would put on, where your line is, where you'll finally say, I won't put that crap on.
I wouldn't put on something from the Aryan Nation, saying kill people,
Well, this guy sounds close to it to me, the Aryan Nation kind of stuff, that Alex Jones, and that sinister sounding behind him, and everything. Did you hear the urgency? Like, it sounded like he was saying, get your guns and be prepared for them. They're coming for you right now. It had that kind of element of urgency to it, like fears.
Who are you talking about? The caller?
I'm talking about Alex Jones when he was talking about that the setup.
I didn't hear that, but listen, no, I don't have to hear it. It is something Alex
would say.
Yeah,
because you don't care what he says. You like the numbers.
That's
cool. I mean, I guess, it tells us
I
didn't write you back.
I'm here.
Because you're not going to do it.
Jesus. I'm here for one reason, to serve the entire community, not part of it, not the part of it whose politics agrees with mine. Everybody, that's what I'm here for. That's what I see my job is. Is that so hard for you to understand?
Why don't you give Billy Sunshine a show then?
He did have a show.
Okay, well, give it to him back.
Why?
Because he's a much more lefty guy than I am.
Hmm. Well, he's
maybe.
He's,
hey, you know, I'm a.
He's not a. He's more exciting than you are. He talks faster than you are, and
he's
you're right.
He's a piece of work, and
he is a piece of work. You're exactly right.
He's in your face, and he's not gonna. You know, he's not gonna let you leave the room without dealing with it.
Very interesting.
I'm not that way. You know, I'm kind of. I like to be a nice guy.
Yeah. Okay, listen, nice. I have a true conspiracy for this guy. This is from from Jay Roth. Fast and furious. Hundreds died in a plot by Obama's administration.
No. How do you
like that?
I don't have any knowledge about Fast and Furious and stuff. I wrote you specifically because of that show with Alex Jones saying this was a setup.
Oh, my God. There's someone who agrees with you. This is from through KSCO.com. You absolutely have no shame. Rob, but he doesn't say his name. At least you had the balls to put your complete name and phone number. But Rob just says, he throws the rock and hides the hand. Your entire station is built around the veterinarian snake oil pyramid scheme. The Alex Jones Show is built around the same scheme as well as selling products focused on the demands of the scared folks in his audience. In short, you make your money selling fear. It's obvious to most folks who listen. Those who don't get it are the supporters who actually pay for this crap. What the three of you do is obvious. It is unfortunate that we can put you all in the same cell. Yeah, it's unfortunate that we can put you all in the same cell. Okay, Rob, his email address is agpsgui@yahoo.com. Rob, have the balls to call in. Have the balls to write another email that has your full name on it and a phone number so we can get you on the phone.
In defense of all the people without the balls out there, yeah. I just want to say this to you, Mr. Swirling, as a radio show host and all that. Not everybody really feels comfortable picking up a phone and taking a person that's been on the air for 15 years dealing with...
that's fine. He doesn't have to call in, but at least...
Not everybody's as glib.
Fine. Okay.
So
good point.
I feel for those people as well.
Okay.
And I understand your dilemma a little bit, but...
You know who I am, and you got a big mouth, and you want to criticize me, but you won't tell me who you are. That's being a coward of the nth degree. And I think Rob is a coward, unless Rob sends me another email where I have his last name and I have his, that I can mention on the air, you know?
Oh, maybe he'll do that.
Yeah. So he doesn't, but you're right. He doesn't need to call. and thank you for pointing that out. Let's see. There's some other emails for people who took the time to write emails. Let's see. Paul Ventura says, thanks, Mom. Hi, Michael. Thank you for all the help your mom and you provided years ago about the Fort Ord Veterans Cemetery. I got the Veterans of the Year for that effort. You run a great station. Don't change. Carmel Magazine asked me to write an article that they may publish. I thought maybe your mom had something to do with that. Thank you. And Mom, for all you do for the community. Best regards, Paul Ventura, Pebble Beach. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the thank you. Joe McCarthy was right. Verona Papers. Now, what is this here?
Joe McCarthy was right.
Yeah, this is from White Paper.
It's right to destroy people on innuendo.
Okay, wait a second. Joe McCarthy was... I'm just proud of that. Let me just read it, okay? Joe McCarthy was right. Decades later, Soviet secret codes broken by the Americans revealed the veracity of Joe McCarthy's investigations. Now, I don't think very highly of Joe McCarthy, Carl. So, you know, relax about that if you think that's where I'm going. I do not
well,
like
that's
that
where
guy.
Your listenership goes.
Well, that's where this particular emailer.
That's preposterous, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous
all
to
right.
try and...
Real quick, Jim in Seaside has waited a long time. Jim, you're on the air real quick.
I would like to make an analogy to your guest's position. Now, you should be ashamed that you are willing to state that the brown shirts burned down the Reichstag and not the socialists. Everybody knows it was the socialists, and you have no shame.
The takeover of power where a real tyrant came into power and where people had their rights destroyed, and not only that, the greatest atrocities in history occurred. And you're trying
Can
to...
I ask you a question, though, sir? Can I ask
sure.
you a question?
Please.
Do you believe that President Obama would cover up the illegal sale of firearms to Mexican drug gangs with an executive order? Do you believe that?
I'll answer that, but I'm going to ask you a do-you-believe thing, too.
Okay.
The question is, I don't think that Barack Obama would have been trying to hide some surreptitious way to get guns to
nefarious forces. I don't believe that, no. I think he's trying to further every American's peace of mind, freedom. I think he's a good guy.
Okay, well, that wasn't what I asked you. Would you believe that he covered up the sale of illegal sale of firearms to Mexican drug gangs? Do you believe that?
I'm going to ask you my question. Do you think
you don't
the president
want to
answer
it, or would sell arms? Carl, may I ask you a personal question?
Wait, let me finish this.
Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? Carl, wait. Are you Jewish?
Does that bother you?
Wait. I just want to ask this question. Are you Jewish?
I am. Well, you know,
okay.
My heritage is.
No, okay. Well, it reminds me of a joke. Why do Jews always answer questions with questions? Why shouldn't they?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's just what you did. The other guy asked you a question. The caller, Jim in Seaside, asked you a question. Instead of answering it, you started to ask him another question.
No, I said that I don't believe that that Obama participated in some nefarious, some way that he wanted to get arms down to the crimes. You know, this Fast and Furious thing is kind of a complex issue that goes back a ways. And I don't really know that much about it, but I don't think that the President of the United States, I don't know that he signed off on something and said send 5,000 guns down to these. I don't know what happened.
Jim, I hope you got what you wanted, Jim. Here, we got to go to Troy in Scotts Valley. Troy, you're on the air. And then we're going to have Don, and then we're going to have Nick, and then we're done. And we're going to move on. We're going to have a guest in the studio here who's been here for an hour and a half, and I've been extremely rude to him. You know, anyhow, but that's my problem. Troy in Scotts Valley, what do you have to say for Carl? Hello? Oh, wait a second. I got to bring you up here. Okay, now you're up. Okay, what do you have to say to Carl, Troy?
Greetings. I want to say Carl's a very good guest.
He's a great guest.
He's eloquent, and he hasn't lost it. I'd be calling people out myself. He's been attacked a little bit. But you know what? I hate Rush Limbaugh as much as he hates Alex Jones, but I respect that you have Rush Limbaugh on because I like the way you run the show. You run a great program yourself there. And I want to thank for the coverage of the gas leak, the Rosie Chalmers, and the crew down there. They could have saved thousands of lives. That could have been a disaster.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good statement. I appreciate that. You know, I think you have a great crew there, Mr. Swerling. You got a lot of real good broadcasters there, people that have been there with you for years, so you got a good relationship there. You've done wonderful things for the community when it comes to reporting disasters and emergencies and stuff like that. That's great about local radio.
Now, if we would just dump Alex Jones, we'd be perfect in your eyes.
And I also liked that KBC in L.A., we had on, the station format had on right-wing, left-wing commentators, just like KGO had a little bit up there, too. You have different points of view, and I happen to like that format, and that's why I've not really been taking you to task about Rush Limbaugh, although I think he should have been suspended for when he used the language he did about Sandra Fluck, because... You know, who's going to stop him, sir? That's the question I really wondered. Who can tell him?
Well, I think one or two stations pulled out.
No one can do it.
I think one or two stations did pull out. Anyhow, here's Nick in Aromas. Nick, you're on with Carl. Quick, Nick. Hello, Nick. Oh.
Alex is talking about
learning that board in 15 years.
I know, you're right. Jeez, I feel like such an idiot sometimes.
Alex, it gets hard to hear when he works overtime. He does that a lot. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, when he's talking about conspiracy, he's talking about the gun control bill up for vote in 2 weeks and the timing of this all and what can make it all happen, a snap, or they can set it up for a time when they know people are going to snap. And
yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Nick. I should have
set up that in the Sikh temple shooting.
Thanks for bringing him, Alex, to town. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, sure. Now, answer Carl's question.
What about that setup thing? Why don't you address that? What
about the setup?
Was it a setup when this person went in and shot up and killed six people in a Sikh temple? Who set that up?
The people who tolerate racism and actually manifest it.
But it wasn't the government.
This government... I mean, people running the government, it started with Indian killing.
Okay, but do you think it was an organized thing where they sent out someone to set it up? That's when the setup sounds...
No, this is a happening. I mean, this is from... nobody just programmed him to do it right then.
It's kind of an aberration, isn't it? And, he didn't have an assault rifle either. And that's the really sad thing, that we don't know how to stop this kind of terrible random violence.
Take the guns away. Take them all away.
Random.
Take all the guns away. That'll stop it real fast. Just take them away.
Colorado shooting won 3 votes against this gun control thing, and there's been like 3 more shootings. It's a chain reaction.
Okay, Nick, I got to go. Thank you very much for calling. Right. This is the last call to right now. Don and Salinas with Carl. Go ahead, Don. You're on.
Yeah, about this gun control thing, when you take away all the ideology and scare stories from both sides, there's no reason for more gun control. There's literally millions of high-capacity round pistols and assault rifles floating around out there. There are not millions of citizens being massacred by them. These nuts at the Fort Hood massacre, the Jared Loftner, the guy at the movie theater, they telegraphed what they were going to do big time to everybody, and people just turned their head. We need nut control, not gun control.
My issue was, and the whole reason I sent that email was because Alex Jones had said that this was a setup.
Yeah.
Well, talking against Alex Jones is a losing proposition. His listeners are rabbits, so you're silly trying to argue against that.
Why I didn't respond to his email when he asked me, what do you want me to do? Because I know what I want him to do. I want him to replace that show, and he's not going to do that.
Well, at least you've said it. At least you've said it. You know.
But when it comes to gun control, we have too much gun control already. Taking more rights away from good people is not going to keep the nuts from acting like nuts.
Would
what
it
we
bother
need to
you
do
if they restricted the sale of assault rifles? Would that bother you?
Yes, it would. Okay. It would bother me to restrict the sale of assault rifles.
It bothers me
make
that
all
you
the arguments you want.
Okay, hey, listen.
Nice the guy you sound like.
What's that?
Don and Salinas, thank you.
You might have an assault rifle.
Thank you, Don and Salinas. Carl, thank you for staying on as long as you did.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bruner, you're a gentleman.
So I got your number, you got mine, and let's not be strangers, okay?
Hey, Santa Cruz, you do a great city there. I love going up there.
Great. Well, I'm serious about putting you on a list to call for what's left here. If you, with your permission, I'll do that with Rosie, and you might get a call. I know you'd rather have Billy Sunshine, but you're pretty damn good.
So, you're very kind, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Great day.
Take care. You too. There goes Carl Sigmund. The letter writer. Now, we still have Doug in Nevada City, Dick in Santa Cruz, and Walter in Capitola. But we're going to, if you want to stay on, we will get, I promise I'll get to the phone calls because we want to be courteous to people who call in. But I have been discourteous for the last at least hour because I thought that we would be getting to a topic that was spurred by another email that I received this week, and that's from Rick Bowen, and it's it said pathetic call screener. Pathetic call screener is in the subject line, and this is it's an email that was addressed to Ethan Bierman and copied to me. Ethan, I just called in around 1:22 p.m. 8/8/2012. Rosie told me that we are only allowed to have call once a week per host, or maybe it's once a week. Period. She wasn't clear with her mumbling. I told her that I didn't have that problem with Dave, and she replied that he was not as experienced as call screener as she is. She said it has been the policy for years. I hear Billy Sunshine on the left call a half a dozen times a week. I hear Liberty and Richard from Watsonville call numerous times a week. I, for one, have called Charlie 5 days in a row. Back to your show. Great. Just wanted to let you know that a few issues about the Eminent Domain article that was released on July 13, 2012. Beck featured it on his internet show July 17, 2012. Mortgage Resolution Partners. Boy, don't you wish you had his dollars for instant research. Mortgage Resolution Partner founding chairman is the same founding chairman of the Democracy Alliance. Democracy Alliance is funded by George Soros. Go to Mortgage Resolution Partnership and read their mission statement. Frightening. Also, one of my questions was, do you think a Scotland bank would be promoting the idea? Great monologue on the Israel border and speaking the truth. P.S. Let MZ know the details. Might be a great Saturday special after you do an in-depth study. MZ, the Rosie issue is pretty disgusting. Rosie has demonstrated her bias often when I have called, but for her to throw one of her fellow employees under the bus is really quite pathetic. I can follow the rules because I am a veteran, but it should be across the board. It isn't. I'm going to start spreading the word of her bias attitude and will have other callers call to voice this particular issue and not be hung up on by her because they aren't me. Sooner or later, KSCO will have to admit the reason that new people don't call is fear. Fear of being treated like Rosie treats them with her disgusting intellectual English Aryan attitude as she looks down her stinking nose at all of the conservative callers. I took your advice a while back when you said if it disgusts you, don't listen. After that, I began to call and dispute the lies of the left and got cut off quite often. I can handle that. But to have this broad stifle my free speech is going to hit the front page with me. Maybe another one of your commentaries describing the rules to your audience, or better than that, posted on the website in writing. Not letting people call more than once is going to give other people courage. Best of luck with your station. Rick Bowen, Spanner Systems. Rick, welcome to KSCO. Here somewhere. Sorry it took so long to get you on the air here.
No problem.
And you are a special friend of KSCO's, and I contacted you as soon as I received this. I called you on your cell phone, which you were kind enough to list in the email. I think you've cooled off a little bit about since then, maybe, or maybe you haven't. I don't know.
No, I'm good with everything. I'm just going to do the same thing that your sign says in the lobby. The first thing that I said or saw when I walked in, it says free speech zone.
Yeah. Well, I want, and it sure is, but before we get too far into this, I want to let people know, please don't get mad at Rosie, especially, you know, you think Rosie is the reason behind this. I'm the reason behind this.
And you explain that on the phone.
I need to explain it to the listeners now. I don't get a lot of time to listen to much of anything, even my own station, during the week, but when I tune in, and I hear the same old people with the same old predictable points that they're driving home, it just makes me want to turn off the radio. Isn't it horrible to want to turn off your own radio station because it bugs you so damn much? Anyhow, that's why I said, this happened years ago. I mean, I felt this way since 1994 or 95 when we had a very talented conservative local host named Daryl Allen Gault. And he and some of the other local hosts got really upset when I made a rule back then. When I first instituted this rule at the radio station, said this is in the interest of the radio station. If you guys don't feel that you can do a tap dance long enough so that you can't, you don't have to depend on the same, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 or 13 callers, you know, then maybe you need to do some more research. And I would say the same thing to myself. If I have to depend on the same old callers all the time, that means that I'm really not going anywhere in talk radio, and it means that my talk radio station is incredibly boring. So I really feel strongly about that. Now, if there are people who are listening who, and if you feel differently, that's what I want to take the rest of the program for. But we do have to take a commercial break. Rick is on the phone now, so we'll take a call or two. But, you know, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think I'm all wet about, do you think it's too draconian to just have one call per week per show? Here. Let me put you on here.
If it's going to drive better radio and more people saying things that they should, and I took your advice when I called in, just like Carl did, or sent you an email, and I said, how can you have this guy on here spewing the lies that he's spewing? And you said the same thing, baby in the bathwater. So what I did was I went out and decided to do research. I was going to prove things wrong, and I maybe didn't get him on that particular show, but I would then air him either on the next show or the next morning. I'd bring it up, and I would put my point out there. But like Carl said, most people are afraid to call in because of the capabilities of the people that sit behind the microphone. And you know, if you listen to Charlie, you know, I mean, he's got infinite amount of information at his disposal because of his memory. But the only problem is that he's still living a few years back. And it's not the music. It's just the fact that he won't give any time to certain things. And it was interesting to hear him talk about this publicist and Obama's being said that he was born in Kenya. So everything opens up, and I took your advice, and I started asking why. And being a framing contractor, when I taught my carpenters things, I told them not how. They knew how. They knew how to use a saw and a hammer and a nail and everything. I told them why that piece of lumber had to be where it was at and why it had to be flush and so on and so forth. They learned quicker. So I took my own advice, and I started saying, why are people saying this? And then I coined a thing down at the coffee shop the other morning. A bunch of guys were talking. I said, you know, I won't talk to you about anything, politics or religion or anything, unless you admit that you can only argue your own indoctrination. So I've been indoctrinated. I feel one way on the right, and I probably would have backed Ron Paul if he would have had a better foreign policy in regards to Israel. Mm. And then the woman, Megan, who was really, really good call, she doesn't like Rush, but she likes Alex Jones. And then Carl kind of weighs in. Well, Rush isn't that bad. He just takes him for an interview, an entertainer. But the only problem is that he hates Alex Jones and because of the conspiracy. So let me throw out a conspiracy here to Carl. What if we thought you, Carl, were you're a shield? You're calling in to destroy probably the only bastion of light left in Santa Cruz, which is very, very liberal, and this is KSCO. He won't back down. MZ won't back down to anybody telling him what to put on and what not to put on. He goes out and he does his polls, he gets his demographics, and he goes by them. So let's all live with it, and let's all call more. And that was what my, I guess if you had a title for the show, would be, why don't people call? And I think Carl hit it, fear. And my voice shakes a little bit now because this is the first time I've ever been on radio.
Oh, you're doing great. What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's in your mind.
Well, I was sitting at Pete's in Scotts Valley, and there was this really big, large man with a big silver beard in the middle of the summer with this big blue car coat that looked like it was made in the 30s. And he had buttons all over the lapel. And he said, what are you reading? And he's stirring his coffee and putting milk in it, and I said, I'm reading the Bible. He said, I read that once, and right after I read it, I became an atheist. And I said, wow, it had a different effect on me. And I said, I like your button. And there was six or seven of them. And he said, well, which one? And I pointed at it. And what it said, speak your mind, although your voice trembles. So I'm telling the callers that even though Charlie will cut you off, Corey lets everybody talk till they're blue in the face, and then he responds. Bill Wattenberg will interrupt you in your third word. But go ahead and call anyway. So just to tell Michael that there's people listening out there that care about our community and that care about what he does and cares about where he stands. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell whether he's left or right, whether he's conservative or liberal, whether he's Republican or Democrat. I know that he's a decent man who, on the phone the other day, I could hear it in his voice. He goes, I don't know why I'm funding this. I can't get people to participate. And that's why, Rick, I made this rule. That's why Rosie upset you. And, Rosie, I'll just apologize to you. And I wanted you to know that, and that's why Michael and I set this up. But you're following the rules, but others aren't. So let's get it across the board. If Michael makes the rules, let's do it all.
Yeah. Okay. Got about 15 minutes left. We do have a commercial break. However, let's go to the phones here. We'll make sure the commercials happen, or else here. Walter and Capitola, you're on the air on KSCO. Thanks for calling.
Hey, MZ, great show, reasonable, rational discussion. I know I'm a little off track here, but I want to just kind of circle back around here. You know, the stuff that happened in Colorado and the Sikh thing, I don't see much difference between that and what was authorized with Fast and Furious. I mean, the audacity of the U.S. government to take guns and give them to criminals, and then a U.S. marshal gets shot. I don't know about that. And if this guy, Carl, doesn't see that as an issue, and why Obama uses an executive order to hide whatever's going on. If there's nothing to hide, what's the executive order for?
Yeah, I hear
so,
you.
So that's it. I think you guys are wonderful. You give both sides of the equation, and that's what this is all about, and that's what the Founding Fathers talked about. We have to have discourse and reasonable, rational discourse, and eventually we may come to a good solution. And that's what we all need to do. It's none of this.
Is it my imagination or my ego or something, but why are we the only ones who practice that?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know,
and we're just a little independent radio station based in Santa Cruz. Why are we the only ones? I think we are the only ones. But if we're not, someone let me know, because I want to listen to someone else like us. I really do.
You got a huge voice. You're making a huge difference. I think the people are finally waking up. I'm a patriot. I am part of Paul Revere's posse. I'm not an R, a D, an I, none of that stuff. I'm for America. All this stuff can be fixed. Quit pointing fingers. There are solutions to every problem out there. Come on, everybody get a grip. And these guys, the tail that's wagging the dog is the House of Representatives, the Senate, the presidency. They're out of control. They need to be brought back in the line. The bottom line is reelect no one. That's the only way you're going to clean house. Start all. I don't care if it's a Boy Scout we put in there, for God's sakes. These guys, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell and all these guys on both sides of the aisle, they've been playing us like a fiddle.
I think a parakeet would do better than any of them.
No question. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Andy. Thank you. You had a wonderful time a couple of years ago up in Pasatiempo at a 4th of July party with you.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Walter, and thanks for the kind words. Here's Doug in Nevada City. Hey, Doug, what's going on in Nevada City?
I'm calling from my remote location here up in Nevada City from the Water InfoWars team, carrying on the tradition of making your station the effective public organ that it is.
Okay. I recognize you, Doug.
I can answer your question. Why is your radio station the way it is? And it's because of Kay's whirling and Doctor's whirling and the values and mores and morality that they instilled in their son. And that's what I would how I would answer your question. I met your mother. What I just got in the end of this thing about the gun issue, but just in I'd like to make a little comment about the person who was talking on you before, and I didn't get his name. There was no trembling in his voice, and he was very effective.
Yeah,
on
I
the
said
radio.
It was in his mind, and I was right.
Yeah, no, he was great. he was absolutely great.
His name
great.
Is Rick Bowen, and he's here with us. Say hello, Rick.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. But you were great. And anyway, so another thing too is I'd like to address these real quickly. You know, although it says free speech out in your lobby there, this is not free speech. This is an opportunity that your station has provided for everybody to get on here, but it's not free. You run a business, you provide jobs, it costs money to do this, and this is something that we're very fortunate to have. So this has nothing to do with free speech, although you want to call it that. This is what you're providing a privilege for us to do
and,
this.
And the major, there obviously, you know, if you visit our advertisers and say you're here because of your KSCO advertising, otherwise chances are I wouldn't be here. When you buy Kay's book, and when you go to KSCO Team, and buy the supplements, which really do work, folks, or I wouldn't put my name, you know, next to it. The supplements
at
KSCOteam.com. Please go to KSCOteam.com. Do yourself a favor, and it supports our efforts here to keep this place operating, because advertising alone doesn't do it. Kay's book sales alone don't do it. All of it together makes it possible for us to continue. KSCOteam.com. And by the way, we're making that public throughout the rest of the radio industry so that other independent stations can remain on the air if they discover what we've discovered as a different alternative way to fund their operation. You know, Alex said to me back when he came to do the two sold out talks at when we hired the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk Coconut Grove back in October of 2010. He said, MZ, I've heard that you have sort of a different sort of way to fund your operation. Tell me about it. And I started to tell him about it, and after 20 seconds, he interrupted me and said, I want to try it too. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me, and let's see if it worked. And it's worked out very nicely for him too. It enables independent media to fund itself, whereas advertising, you know, the big companies have choked, have sucked in all the advertising for themselves, you know, leaving only the mom and pops. And most mom and pops are scarcely able to keep their doors open already without being able to pay for advertising, mm-hmm. even though our rates are very, very reasonable, you know. So do whatever you can, ladies and gentlemen, to do business with our with the people who you hear advertising here on KSCO. Do the best for your health by going to KSCOteam.com and buying some Beyond Tangy Tangerine or some Pollen Burst or some Rebound energy drinks and so forth. And every time you do that, it helps us keep doing what we've been doing and helps us to do an even better job. That's what we always want to do. Rick, let's go ahead and take that commercial break. Then we'll come back and take as many callers as we can. And we thank you, Doug, for your call to the Saturday special.
Discover the difference at the Garden Company. The difference in the way you're greeted. The difference in the quality and diversity of our plants. The difference in the knowledge of our staff and their commitment to your positive shopping experience. Hi, I'm Charlie Cutman of the Garden Company Nursery and Gift Shop, a family-owned garden center since 1986. Let us help you create colorful containers for your deck, a fragrant planting for your entry, or an edible landscape for your personal harvest. You'll find everything you need: perennials, shrubs, vines, fruit trees, organic vegetables, earth-friendly products, pottery, soils, and much more. And there's our incredible gift shop with exquisite gift ideas for office parties, hostess gifts, Mother's Day, or any occasion. Discover why Good Times readers voted the Garden Company Best Nursery and Garden Supply. The Garden Company Nursery and Gift Shop, a proud member of Think Local First, 2218 Mission Street, across from Safeway on the west side of Santa Cruz. The Garden Company Nursery and Gift Shop, a family-owned garden center since 1986.
There's lots of ways to sum up toughness. Tough as nails, tough cookie, tough love, and tough as leather. But what's tougher than talking tough? Actually being tough. Like the Kubota RTV 1140 CPX from CNN Tractors. One of the toughest, hardest working, most versatile utility vehicles on the planet. Equipped to convert easily from two-person to four-person seating. With a hydraulic dumping bed that makes it perfect for hauling and dumping chores. Plus, it has a 24.8 horsepower Kubota diesel engine, a variable hydro transmission, and hydrostatic power steering. The RTV 1140 CPX is one tough, versatile machine. Test drive it now at CNN Tractors in Watsonville. Kubota, everything you value. See the full line at CNN Tractors in Watsonville or online at cnntractors.com. CNN Tractors, give us your tough jobs.
It's time to visit the True Olive Connection in Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Susan Pappas with an invitation for you to come on down for a taste tour of the world of extra virgin olive oils and aged balsamic vinegars. Listen to what your friends and neighbors have found at the True Olive Connection.
I'm Leslie from Sunnyvale, California. I love the True Olive Connection. It's always wonderful quality product, really tasty. I introduce people to the flavors of the olive oils and vinegars when I cook meals, and then people want to come here.
What's your favorite thing in the store today?
The jalapeno mustard.
Did you try any of the balsamic vinegars?
Uh-huh.
Which one did you like?
Blueberry.
And how old are you?
5.
She's a gourmet in the making. Thank you, Liliana, for visiting the True Olive Connection today. Taste extra virgin olive oils, aged balsamic vinegars, infused olive oils from around the world 7 days a week at the True Olive Connection Tasting Room at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection. Opa!
From San Jose to Salinas, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
And we are in the home stretch of our program today. Rick reminds me that we teased people with the Leon Panetta quote about the United Nations and so forth. Rick has found it. Rick, why don't you set the stage for us, and we'll play it before the end of the program here, and then we'll try to get in a few more calls.
In a March 7th hearing in front of the Armed Forces Congressional, Senate Armed Forces Committee, Leon Panetta inferred that it would the U.S. would rather seek international permission over congressional approval. And that provided a legal basis for military action. And here's that clip now.
Do you think that you can act without Congress to initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
You know, again, our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
Well, I'm almost breathless about that, because what I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval.
No, well,
I want to just say to you, that's a big dish. Wouldn't you agree, you've served in the Congress.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree that that's would be pretty breathtaking to the average American? So would you like to clarify that?
But I've also served with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents who has always reserved the right to defend this country if necessary.
So his answer then to the question, can you clarify what that means? He says that he wants to keep America safe. Doesn't clarify what he means about international permission or congressional approval.
Well, I was as breathless as the gentleman that you heard was when I heard that. Anyhow, thank you for finding that, Rick, and thank you for not letting the whole program go by without me forgetting to play it. Terrific. Thank you. Let's see. Chris in Corralitos, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, MZ, I met you before. I think you're a great guy. I think your mom is awesome. I met Charlie. He's cool.
Great.
Dave Michaels, he's awesome. I mean, you know, everything's cool. I've always enjoyed your show and everything. I think you got a unique radio station. I haven't found another one like it. Anyways, I wrote a couple of jingles for you guys called KFCO song and Good Morning Monterey Bay song. Did you ever hear those?
No. Can you play them real quick?
No, I can't.
Email them to me. I'll be on the lookout for it. Okay, Chris?
Send it to you?
Yeah. Email it to me, mz@kfco.com, okay?
I could drop it off at the station.
Okay, do that. That's fine.
I came there for your eggnog party or something there.
Yeah, we do that every December.
I walked up there with a couple guitars, and I saw Rosie. And she came right off of me. There ain't no guitar playing here, you know. And one of the guitars I was giving to Charlie, I was giving a present to Charlie, a guitar, you know. It's an electric guitar. I'm an old heavy metal musician, you know. I've made millions of dollars doing it. And I'm retired now. I got cancer and stuff.
Oh,
and,
sorry to hear that.
When I met you in the station, you wrote down my name and everything. And she just, you know, she kind of like threw me and the guitars under the bus and kicked me off the property and everything.
Oh, geez.
You know?
Okay.
And,
I
didn't have a chance to even talk to you. You were going out to lunch or something. Going to some eat. And I don't know. You know.
Send an email if you don't use a computer. Have someone else do, because that's the best way to get to me. Thanks for your call, Dick in Santa Cruz. You're on.
Hi,
Dick. Get off the speakerphone, please, so we can.
I'm off.
Good. Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, your last guest I kind of agreed with, and I would have liked to know his reaction. I also wanted to say I think your station is very unique, and it's probably one of the last ones in the country with this kind of format. But your guest. And
are you talking about the guest last hour or the guest in the studio who's still here, Rick Bowen?
The last hour.
Okay.
The last hour.
You're talking about Carl Sigman, yeah.
Carl, uh-huh. Yeah. classic liberal, classic. What I wanted to say was, just to kind of get his reaction, which I'm completely sincere about, is I agree with him about Alex Jones on one thing, in particular I'm really agree about is the 9/11 is an inside job. Now, if you were to ask most any, you know, liberal in Santa Cruz, is 9/11 an inside job? They'd go, oh, yeah, it is, definitely.
Yeah.
So I would have really liked to know his reaction to that.
Something tells me you're going to be hearing from him again. I hope he will be a caller, if not a fill-in host or something. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out, though, that the 9/11, if that was an inside job, it would make common sense that we would you know, continue an incredible war overseas, which in a sense we are. And Obama, you know, it's Obama's war in Afghanistan now, so nobody says that anymore. But look at Israel. We're not backing Israel up in Iran. We've backed down from that. So if 9/11 was an inside job, why would we even bother if we weren't, you know, taking
interesting point. Interesting
the
point.
The Islamic fundamentalism, you know, as a serious issue. So,
thank you for calling here. I'm going to read this last email. Apologies to Rory here. Rory, God, we're at the end of the show. I'm already going to go into the news here, but got to read this email. MZ, today people seek resources, radio, TV, print, that agree with their own opinions and beliefs. Two, please have Mark relate what talk show hosts Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones say. I think he means Carl, but he says Mark here. And Alex Jones say they are that is not true. I listen to such shows as Rush's and Alex to get facts that larger networks do not present. Regarding number one, I heard this observation recently when listening to an author discuss his book about news organizations and news seekers. Mark's, I think he means Carl's, objections to the above shows start with, I do not believe Obama / Leon / insert name seems to confirm number one, that today people seek resources, radio, TV, print, that agree with their own opinions and beliefs. By the way, I also listen to stations and shows that are liberal and progressive in nature. I do not listen long because they do not state facts that they support with data. It is all emotion and opinion. When individuals like Carl don't like a host, they want them removed from the air. We conservatives tend to say all speech is protected even when we don't agree with them. And that's signed Randall Burke. And we want to thank Randall Burke for sending that fine email to KSCO, your favorite radio station. I also want to thank our good friend Rick Bowen for coming into the station here. Didn't have you on very long. We didn't get to talk about eminent domain, but
well, you know, it doesn't matter. The point, I think Carl's whole spiel set up what we were talking about in his statement about people are afraid, and they're afraid on the left and the right, so they tend to call the people that they agree with. I think it should be the other way around, and you know, let's prove what we're saying. That's all my only point.
Right. Hey, thanks very much, and you're always a great friend of the radio station. Thanks for coming down. That's it for this week, folks. See you next week.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We join CBS News in progress.
The media say more than 150 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the quakes centered near the city of Tabriz. Reporter Mark Burley in Tehran.
Because of the way the villages have been cut off by these earthquakes, the rescue officials here have had to communicate by radio with officials in the villages and to send helicopters.
Iranian state TV says at least 60 villages have sustained major damage. Investigators say as many as 700 people died in a Cold War effort to flee from East to West Germany.
Many of those who died during the Soviet era were never publicly identified because communist authorities kept the deaths largely a secret. Cold War era files have been open for scrutiny for more than two decades now, allowing a list of those who died in Berlin to be compiled. But up until now, there's been no such undertaking for the much longer border between what was once East and West Germany.
Henry Mulock in Berlin. This is CBS News.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Why wouldn't you try it?
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Five past the hour, you're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with a King of the Hill traffic update. Traffic is very, very slow on Highway 1 today. Seeing slow traffic from Aptos into Santa Cruz. Heaviest stuff will be north of Bayport or 41st Avenue. Stop and go pace to the Fishhook. Also seeing a lot of heavy traffic in and around the village. Expect a lot of backup. Cliff Drive, Wharf Road, Capitola Avenue, all roads leading to the Esplanade area. Heavy traffic there. West side also, Highway 1 southbound, coming onto Ocean Street, getting onto the west side, or staying on 17 to Highway 1, all proving to be very slow. So give yourself a lot of extra time. A lot of people like to come to the area during hot weather, and the increased temperatures and 100-degree temperatures we had this week is only causing more and more people to want to cool off this weekend. So expect some heavy traffic. Right now outside KSCO studio, sun is starting to come through. It struggled for a little bit. We'll have highs today in the 70s and 80s of the coast, some 90s still inland. Currently 61 outside KSCO studios right here in Santa Cruz. 12:05 on this Saturday, time for Perspectives on KSCO.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'm your host, and joining me in the studio as regular special guest host every second and third Saturday of the month is Dr. David Biles. And we have a very special guest today. I'm going to let Dr. Biles go ahead and do a little bit of an intro on her, but her first name is Sally, and we're going to ask Sally to pronounce her last name.
Now, that's not fair, Don.